are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Stolo, Katsi, Kwikwetlem, and other Coast Salish peoples. My name is Jesse.
My name is Jamie.
His name is Jamie. My name is Jesse. We are the Vancouver Mixtape. I was going to come up with a sweet nickname for us on the spot, but I didn't.
I mean, the Vancouver Mixtape is, in fact, a nickname already.
That's true. So
we can just live with that guy.
To do what we usually do, which is talk about and play music from Vancouver's independent underground music scene. And also just to say thank you for hanging out with us this week and every week here on our show and other shows on CJSF. It's really great that you listen to this show on a regular basis, or even if it's your first time, or if you're an occasional listener, whatever, however you listen to us, it's great that you're out there, because we're doing the show for you, one way or another.
Jesse, we've been doing this for 12 years.
That's
absurd. And you don't do this for 12 years if no one listens to you, so thanks for giving us a reason to keep doing this as long as we have.
Yeah, and you know, I think obviously there are lots of different places you could be listening to music and lots of different ways you could be getting information about independent underground music from Vancouver or elsewhere. So it means a lot that you're here with us. So we are going to give you a classic mixtape episode here with all sorts of music that is a mix of old favorites, well, new music from old favorites, and actually a bunch of brand new stuff that I'm really excited to share with you, Jamie, and of course with you out there listening. We're going to start with a new band.
A new band! I like when we debut new bands.
Well, a new to me band.
Yeah.
And I mean, their first release on Bandcamp is March 2024. They put out a untitled EP on April 24th. This is by Deocera, a track called Napoleon Complex.
Doesn't mean that you had anything. shit from looking for love still. And if love's real, when's the last time you were love ill? I don't know, just wanna build and be filled. If luck or will won't work, then trust will. I wanna wake each morning asking if that's actually hurt, and offer kinds of effort that didn't actually work, and live the kind of love that could actually hurt. Forgetting all our fiction, write factual first. Every fall's just a lesson that you had to have learned, to fall further with the person whose chapters you've earned. I mean, this is just me drafting the words, but after we're sure, and happily adapt to what has to emerge. Whatever it's worth, to love is to serve, to love is to learn. Love is absurd, love is a verb. I think love is a verb.
Love is to learn, if love is to trust. If love is to learn, if love is to trust, I want it all, I want it all.
I'm ready to love, and all the above, for whatever it's worth. If love is a verb, what do I deserve? If love is to serve, would it be so absurd? If love is a verb.
You see daughter, you see son, one day you will see son. Wonder to yourself how there can be one. A season's a romance, a reason. What'll be shown and be shunned, what'll be lost and be won. Purpose in your dreams from even you were your parents' dreams once. Live in real time, you are loved, you are enough. You'll cry, you'll be tough, believe, leave, laugh, steal, lose, sing, dance, and see stuff. Bleed and feel love, your sleep, dream, heal, and still see dawn. Get up again, keep it real and get a restart. Your ideas, let them out, loved ones, let them in. In your elements, you're what you make up, your melanin. Life will be short, I hope you'll be long. Be strong and don't forget to see mom. Live here and seek beyond. Honest when you see which path you'll be on. Eons or iotas till I'll be gone. I owe it to you to pass it on. Love is to serve. To love is to learn. Love is absurd. Love is a verb. I think love is a verb.
If love to learn, if love is to trust, and I want it all, I want it all, I want it all.
We could take this and run. With our palms for solar panels, convert sunshine into long nights. We guess the future, and you soothe me. You make a beat, skip my heart, pretend my lungs were trampolines. My chest an open field, make monkey bars of my ribcage. Share your slow heartbeat with me. I hope my daydreams would grow eyes and thighs and hips, and the lips I'd have for lullabies. Imagine we kiss, as if every time we were new to this, and we were something non-poets would write long poems about. We're far from perfect, but we try. Imagine we kiss, wishing I was ambidextrous. When your lips touch mine, I could write two at a time. On these nights, my teeth taste like 3 a.m. apple pie, mangoes, you.
Oh.
I've seen you before, but passion, common connection. I could use a friend. A little more.
Just listen to the beat. Pretend that it's just you and I.
Not too much, I just want a little more.
Oh, won't you dance with me? Oh, won't you dance with me tonight?
Not too much, I just want a little more.
Just listen to the beat. Now we can read between the lines.
Not too much, I just want a little more.
Between the Lines by Punching Knives, featuring Sam Darko of the CW's Riverdale fame.
That's the only reason why we played it.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why we played it.
Yeah. That's another new band to the mixtape that I'm very excited to share with you. One of my favorite things to do in general and in particular on this show is to share new music with my friends. So, because it makes me feel smart.
It does. There's nothing more fun than showing a good vibe to the buds and the buds appreciating it. But I also appreciate a bud that listens to the reco.
For sure. And since we have you captive here, it's great to be able to play stuff. No, thanks. Thanks for choosing to be here and listen to the music we played. That was from Punching Knives, as I said before that, that track by Punching Knives off a new record called Thoughts on a Record, which is really cool. Starts off in that same, in that sort of soul, R&B, a little funk-esque rock vein. I'll just name every genre of music.
Oh, I think that record has every genre of music on it.
Yeah, as it grows, there's some like proggy moments, there's some post-punk, there's some kind of lo-fi garage rock on there.
Which you know we love on this show.
We love.
Big lo-fi garage rock people here.
And it's really well produced because it all kind of feels, it still feels like one album even though it takes you on this very wide-ranging genre-spanning journey. Before that, highly recommended, Thoughts on a Record, out now. Before that, we heard from the brand new record by Francis Arevalo, who has been here on the mixtape. Lovely fella, good friend of the tape. And he put out a new record called The Sound of Healing. And that one was Love Things, featuring Lady Jams, who we also love.
So. Absolutely. I've played on the show many times. If you get a chance, go back and listen to our Francis Arevalo episode. That was a really, really good one.
Mm-hmm. So much more than just a amazing musician, doing all sorts of work in mental health and also in supporting and community building for other independent artists. Yeah, and that record, The Sound of Healing, is a very personal record for Francis about navigating some mental health issues and crises. So check that out. And also check this out. More new music. Another new band that I discovered on Bandcamp, as I often do. And
the Vancouver mixtape experience.
It's a secret. Definitely don't just go to Bandcamp and listen to the most recent Vancouver-related released albums. You won't get this show. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
You need the banter.
Yeah, well, and I mean the curation, right? I'm not going to lie. There's a lot out there. I won't make any judgments based on quality, just the sheer quantity of it. Think about how much time I'm saving you, right? You just got to listen to an hour and you get like 35 minutes of music mixed in with our inane banter.
And the sets are usually logical.
Yeah.
Usually.
So we're going to head in a more, well, I guess the direction of the Punching Knives album that we didn't hear, a more sort of post-punk shoegazy direction here with another new band called Dream Loss. There's a slash in between dream and loss. Love that in a
all
band name.
All the cool kids are doing it.
You got to have some punctuation in there. And, you know, maybe if they added a second one, it would be even cooler.
Only the most handsome people do that.
True. They put out a EP called 13 Moons that I listened to on the way to the studio today, and it's great. And also, this song has the most classic post-punk intro that I've heard in quite a long time. So from Dream Loss, from the record 13 Moons, this is the title track.
Thank you. wasn't enough. Don't scratch it down.
and the drink tickets from the record. Where to go better? That's what it's called. Some ripping pop punk right up Jamie's alley.
Right up my alley.
Right up your alley. Hopefully, that's why you're here. We hope
is it's our that goal. You, it's our goal.
You like what we play. Thanks for sticking around one way or another. Really grateful to have you out there listening to our show today on a gorgeous. Well, if you're listening live, then it is a gorgeous Mother's Day. Happy